We've got Roger Stottlemyre with the Gaming Commission, and you just brought out your latest report. I guess over a period of the last few years, it shows something of a drop off in participation and in gaming revenue. Give me an idea of where the trend line is going, Roger.
Well, I could say, of course, it shows in our report this past year that the total AGR dropped around 5%, and the admissions dropped about 8%. It's kind of been on a steady decline for the last few years. And going into this year, we've kind of had some flat months. So it's we're hoping maybe that's a trend the other way. Maybe the drop is slowing down a little bit, and maybe that'll change. There's no way of knowing for sure, but that's what our hope is.
You're hoping it's bottomed out, in effect, or at least is very close to it.
We would like to think that. At least we've had a couple of flat months, which it's not going down at that rate.
I guess the number of patrons also has dropped off, too.
The patrons have dropped off. In fact, our patrons and admissions have dropped off more so than the total adjusted gross revenue. So that has been a bit of a concern also.
Does that mean that a fewer number of people are going aboard, but each person on the average is losing more?
That's pretty much what our numbers are showing us right now, and they're not staying as long. They're betting their money sooner and leaving sooner than they had been previously.
Do your analysts indicate to you that this is still people who are coming out of the recession, who, even though we're now well into the recovery, are still not freely using their money the way they did before the recession?
We talk a lot about that around here. We don't really analyze it too deeply, I guess, but we feel like, and I think the industry would say this too, that it's still a reflection of what's happened with the economy and the fact that we have people that are spending money differently now than they had been.
Some folks just don't want to get rid of their disposable income, I guess, right now.
I believe that's true, and we consider this an entertainment dollar, and I think maybe people don't have as much entertainment dollars to go around right now. Everything's going up. Groceries are going up, and gas has been high, although it's been down a little bit the last few days. But all these costs are make it tough for people.
I remember when a few years ago, when Kansas was getting ready to open its casino just across the state line, there was a certain amount of trepidation about the impact that was going to have on the casinos on the Missouri side of the Kansas City area. Have you seen any kind of a substantial impact of the Kansas casino on Missouri gaming revenue in the Kansas City area?
It's had some impact on the Kansas City area. It's had as much impact on their sister property, the Argosy, as probably any of them. It's maybe not had as big an impact as maybe people thought it might, though.
Well, you've got a new law that's going into effect, or has already gone into effect, and that's the casino credit law that allows the sponsors, I remember saying, hoped that they would draw some high rollers into Missouri and improve the situation. Will you be able to measure within the next fiscal year, or this fiscal year that we're in now, will you be able to measure the impact of that law?
Well, we're going to be able to tell how much that new law has been utilized by gamblers. We'll be able to see those numbers and have a good idea of what kind of impact that's had by the end of the year.
Yeah, have you gotten anything in your monthly reports that indicates people are opening lines of credit at these casinos?
Well, you know, we really haven't seen anything yet. I think it's too soon to know, but we look to be able to start seeing if there's any major results. I think we'll see it fairly quickly.
Yeah, you're looking at some pretty substantial money that's going to things like the Veterans Commission's Capital Improvement Trust Fund now. Although that's down about, it looks to me like most of the dip in revenues from the casinos is being felt in the Veterans Commission Capital Improvement Trust Fund.
They did take the major hit there because they get, you know, anything that's left over once the National Guard Trust Fund and the Missouri Financial Assistance Fund for Missouri Colleges and the Compulsive Gamblers Fund, they get the rest of the money at the end of the year, and And when it's down 5%, and emissions are down 8%, there's not going to be as much there, that's for sure.
I'm sure some people would suggest that since the income is down from gambling, that one way to cure that is to increase the gambling tax that on gross revenues. Do we have any wiggle room there to do anything like that?
Well, you know, that's entirely up to the legislature and the governor on something like that, and we probably wouldn't have any input in that whatsoever.
Yeah, and it looks like our overall tax rate, our total, what's the net effective tax rate, I guess you call it, we're pretty competitive with our neighboring states when we look at places like Kansas, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, and so on.
That's correct. You know, I think in our book it'll show it's around 26.5%, and it varies. Illinois is around probably 34%, and one of the higher ones, I would guess, in our area. And it does go down in, like, Mississippi is one of the lower ones, and Kansas is right around 27%. They're about where we are.
I was looking at the profit and loss or the balance and expense statements, and one thing jumped out at me, and I'm sure there are others that if I had really spent more time, it would be more. But $484,000 went to juvenile court diversion. Tell me what that is, you know, right off the top of your head, as an expense.
I'm not sure where we're headed with that, Bob, or who we're talking about.
Well, I'm looking at, I don't know what page it's on, but it's the Missouri Gaming Commission fund balance report down on the right-hand side under other expenses and transfers. The last one is juvenile court diversion. Is that money that is earmarked to go to juvenile court programs?
That is. That's money. That money is all the formula is set out by the legislature, and those numbers, we really don't control those. Those are numbers that that they decide upon.
Okay. I just had forgotten that there was something in the law that said some of this money will go to juvenile courts.
Well, until you mentioned that, I'd forgotten that too, and that's a number I'm going to have to do some checking on myself.
Okay. Well, then another part of this report gets into bingo, charitable gaming, it's called, pull tabs, merchandise, corn boards, and bingo games. Looks to me like bingo seems to be, do we want to say falling out of favor? It seems to be dropping and is on a trend line down as a way to gamble in the state of Missouri. Is it losing some favor somehow?
It probably has, and the reasoning I'm not positive on, but the numbers have definitely, our regular bingo licenses have gone down steadily the last several years, and they will again this year the way it looks. The numbers for our special bingo, those have stayed up fairly well, but they've even gone down a little bit. And that's just like a one-day event.
Yeah. I just wonder if some of the changes that have been made in the casino gambling laws have had an impact on bingo and the like.
Well, you know, I don't know how to answer that. We're really not sure on that. We just know that there's been lots of these facilities that have closed up. I think it's harder and harder to get volunteers to work in these facilities. They feel like the money is maybe not there to warrant the effort that goes into having these bingo halls in a lot of places, where it's especially your small shops in some of the small communities. So it's just been a steady trend.
Yeah. The list of arrests shows 4,677 arrests in the last fiscal year. Do these fall into any kind of a general category?
They are for all kinds of things. It can be a lot, most of those arrests can be warrant arrests when people are checked. Some theft arrests, we have drinking arrests, underage arrests. It covers the whole, or a big variance of different charges that can be filed.
I'm sure you don't have a breakout of this, but do these 4,677 arrests, do do you folks on the commission very often see some kind of disciplinary action coming from an arrest that is made in a casino?
Well, we see some. The of course, the patrol follows up on those, and it's would be their officers that are making these arrests, and they follow up with the with what type of results they're getting as far as the charges being followed through with.
Yeah, I didn't know how many of these are. Last year, sometime a little more than a year ago, I recalled there were some kids that got onto the casino floor in one of the casinos, and that came before the commission on a disciplinary issue.
Right. So we will discipline the casinos themselves and also their employees if they're not carding individuals, if they're letting underage on, or if there's underage drinking involved, then the casinos they could be assessed fines and individuals could be suspended.
Yeah. Okay. Well, even though things are generally down a little bit, would you say that our casino industry still is a healthy industry in Missouri?
Well, I think it's very healthy in Missouri. I think they're very, the competition is there, of course, but for that dollar. But I think we've got very, very nice facilities in this state, and I think they're good corporate citizens. I guarantee you that every community that has these casinos would sure don't want to see them going away, and they're good corporate citizens.
Yeah. Is the ownership stabilized? I know there's been some buying and selling in the last few years, but has the casino ownership industry kind of stabilized?
Well, I'd like to say it is, but there's always these surprises that pop up, and we've had a lot of changes in ownership even this last year, and so for me to say that it's done, I would hesitate to do that. You look at the industry, and it's happened around the country, so there could be more changes come.
But there's nothing before the commission right now, I don't think, is there?
We have nothing right now, no.
Yeah. And have you heard of anything that might be coming to you?
I haven't.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, we're okay with that for right now.
Yeah. Is there anything else that you folks look at that you supervise I only saw riverboat gambling and bingo in the report, but is there anything else that's under your umbrella that you...
No, that's our responsibility. Okay. Those two, and we regulate. We don't promote. We're strong regulators, and we think that that's how Missouri started in this business, and that's the way we continue to follow through with it. And we think we've had a good working relationship with the Highway Patrol throughout the years in doing that, and we're pretty specialized in what we do, and probably I'm happy that we are.
Even though we have a cap on this at 13 casinos, do you folks still get interest from somebody who wants to put a casino in somewhere despite that cap?
We do. We have inquiries about it, if there's a possibility that that'll happen. And of course, we always say that we have the cap of 13 until something has changed legislatively. There will be no other casinos licensed in Missouri.